Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my trauma playing dodgeball, what makes a liquid a juice, the origins of the idiom, your ass is grass, and we talk what menu items Taco Bell is getting rid of forever. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, my mustached boy.
Hello, 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 designers.
Is that the longest your mustache has ever been?
Yeah, I think I'm growing it out.
Have you shaved your chin? Put your chin closer to the camera.
Yeah, I shaved my chin
and my
face.
You literally shaved your whole face, but not your mustache.
Yes, I'm growing my mustache.
Are you being Spencer Pratt?
Does he have a mustache?
Do you remember when he got facial hair?
Oh no, is it going to be bad? Is it like when blonde people have...
Google Spencer Pratt with facial hair and see what
this
happens.
This is going to be mean. This is bullying. Spencer Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
Facial hair. Here we go.
I'm sure it was a hot topic.
Here we go, ladies. Oh no. No.
You're gonna love the way you look.
Maybe I won't grow my mustache out.
Yeah. If you need to pause to go shave, I mean, I'm sure you could get rid of that with just some water and a disposable.
No, I'm growing it out. I'm going to just see what it's like. These pictures are monstrous. I don't have this white blonde of hair.
Do you use shaving cream?
Yes.
When you shave?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Most people do. I just assumed that you could just go a little water and a little razor moment.
I actually could do that, and I used to do that, but it's just as easy to put shaving cream on.
I think that's what my brothers do also, because like they don't need it.
Yeah, I don't really have the situation of like a thick 5 o'clock shadow, you know that.
No, you're not a real boy.
Yeah.
A little Pinocchio.
Get in there.
Get
in there.
Someday. Sometimes.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to.
How long have you been growing? Like, what day is this for you? I mean, what week is this for you?
I don't know. A couple weeks. You've definitely
a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with that?
Really, a couple weeks.
What is wrong with that? Why do I feel like attacked right now?
I'm seeing your body do new things in real time.
Well, this is a safe space for body.
Yeah, listen.
Doesn't feel safe.
If I can be your friend through lavender hair, I can be your friend through this. So they say thick and thin, baby. Blue hair? Blurple hair? Teal?
Okay.
Now, this week's Twitter poll is what hair color of Tyler's was your favorite? I'll be sure to tweet it out.
I gotta say, that was one of the worst decisions I ever made. Just because it was a chain reaction of like follow-up of recommitting to the decision every couple weeks.
Yeah, you didn't have to schedule the appointments.
Ain't that the truth? Corey, cool.
Yeah.
It's 420.
Happy 420. I saw that. Oh. I might have
celebrated. Have you celebrated?
I might have celebrated right before we filmed.
Nuh-uh. With a bean?
No. Just a little puff.
A justification.
Yeah. Just needed to get in the right headspace for this.
I get that. You can't bully on an empty stomach. So,
no, you really can't.
Just gotta get stoned first.
Have you celebrated lately?
You know, I have.
Before we started recording?
No. Well, I mean, technically, yes. Everything that has ever happened is before we ever started recording this. So,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No, I went on a run and I ran to our friend Ryan's. And because we were going to do a little mini ab workout in his backyard. And so I ran to his place. We did our ab workout and then we celebrated 420. And then I ran home. And I love running in the sun. Hi, it's great.
Ugh, I hate
but
running
I'm mostly back to normal currently.
If you're going to run in the sun, you need to be drinking a lot of water.
I've been just chugging it.
Oh, good.
It's been a very hydration day.
Phew.
Phew. You know, I've also been getting very into Gatorade grape.
Bitch.
Gatorade grape.
Are you fucking kidding?
No, it's
Gatorade
very
grape
good.
Is my thing. I will kill you.
Okay, well, luckily for you, it's not only your thing, because if it were only your thing, it would be discontinued. You should be grateful.
It's only my thing. I've had a lockdown on grape for years.
If you should be grateful that I am supporting something you love so that it gets placed in more stores, really.
I mean, listen, the Walgreens next to my house doesn't sell grape. And
so if more people were to drink it, that would be a good thing. You should be encouraging.
Now when I get my groceries every other week, I get a 8-pack of grape Gatorade every time.
I get that. Do you get the sugar-free?
It's the low sugar, whatever it's called.
Oh, the like G2?
Maybe. I had the last of my Gatorade 8-pack zero today. Yeah, okay, it might be zero. You want to hold while I go check the recycling?
No. But I do request, if I ever make my way up, please just have one chilled for me, ready to go.
Yeah, I was doing that for my neighbor friend who claims to love Gatorade, and then he came in and he goes, oh, I'll have one, and then it was great, but he took one drink, and he goes, will you drink the rest of this? It tastes like medicine.
Oh, see, best news.
I said,
if somebody doesn't want theirs.
I said, oh, baby, I will gladly put that back in the fridge and drink it later. And I said,
thank you for doing your part.
Who didn't love Dimetapp growing up?
I don't know if I've ever had Dimetapp. What's Dimetapp about?
It's like grape cold medicine for children.
I just feel like medicines were expensive, so we kind of just wrote it out. If anybody in our family were sick, it was kind of like a...
We just got under the covers and sweat it out.
Yeah, it was like, get a bag of peas or whatever, and...
Put it on your head? That make your fever go away?
Yeah. And have a bucket nearby, or like one of the big pans for pasta. I feel like I was always puking into that, and now in hindsight, that doesn't seem like the thing I should have been puking into. as a sickly child.
Into like a baking dish?
Like a big pot to cook pasta.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like Jackie's manicotti dish.
Oh, no, not a Pyrex. I didn't puke in a very flat Pyrex.
Listen, I don't know what you guys didn't do. Apparently, you couldn't afford medicine.
I don't think we could afford Pyrex, to be honest.
Did you have Flintstones vitamins?
Oh, baby, you thought we had vitamins? If you ever have to ask why I'm 5'5", let me just tell you.
Well, I'm 6'1" because I drank milk, not because I took Flintstones vitamins.
Oh, you guys had milk?
2%.
We just put water in our cereal. But it was well water, so it,
cereal,
it had the same thickness.
You had cereal? We just put water on our rocks. We just ate pebbles out of the backyard. Fruity pebbles. We had street pebbles.
You guys had streets?
Did you guys pee outside of the, what's that called? Outhouse?
No.
Did you have running water?
Yeah, we had well water.
Did you have to all share the same bath water? We had well water. I don't know why you're acting a well water is a poor thing.
I didn't say it was a poor thing. I should definitely say it's like a country thing.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm from the country.
Yeah, I'm from the country. All I'm saying is, bitch, I was like raised in the woods and like we had, you know what I remembered that I completely forgot about? We used to play Capture the Flag all the time. Not me and you. Me and my friends.
Who? Why? Why did you remember this?
The neighbor folks.
Were you good at it? I can't imagine you being good at it.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm squirrely in some type of way, you know?
You seem like the type that they would be like, okay, now Tyler, you just stand there and kind of guard it with your life.
Well, that was absolutely my role when we would play dodgeball in gym class. I had to be the pin guard. Because I had, there was
What's a pin guard?
So, okay, dodgeball, are you familiar?
Yeah, you throw a ball at each other.
Okay, but there's also a bowling pin on each side. And if you hit the bowling pin.
I've never, ever played dodgeball with a bowling
pin. So there's two ways to get points. You get everyone out on the other side, or you hit their bowling pin. And it resets the round.
And everybody gets free from jail?
Yeah. And so anyway, it was very important to guard the bowling pins. So they would want their team member with the most surface area to really be able to guard it.
Mm, got it.
So
what if they hit you with it though?
You go out and then your understudy comes in.
Oh, got it. Got it. Got it. Was that your only time you ever had a leading role?
Yes.
Well, I can't believe you guys had Capture the Flag. All we had was Kick the Can.
You guys had cans? You guys had kicks?
Sure did.
We would play Capture the Flag, but it was like all the neighborhood kids. Yeah. Well, the reason I remembered it was because I was recently watching Starship Troopers. Have you seen it?
I have. Denise Richards.
Yeah, she's everyone in that movie is supposed to be in high school. Everyone looks 38.
I'm sure
Denise Richards looks great. Yeah, but there's a scene where they play Capture the Flag, and it was like I had a
really
a transportive moment where I was like, oh, I forgot that part of my childhood.
Now I know there's boobs in that movie. Yes.
Oh yes.
Is there penis in it?
Well, I looked really closely. I'll tell you that much, because there's a scene that was like very, it blew my mind when I was seven.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, no, this is what I'm asking, because I remember when it came out and I was in high school, this girl I went to high school with always wanted to like watch it. And now I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, why did she always want to watch it? And
what
I'm
a
like,
pervert.
And I'm like, was there a hot guy in it? Or was it just, I remember there were boobs and I thought, who cares?
There were a few hot guys. So, yeah, it came out in 1997, but there is the scene that we're talking about is there, it's like a co-ed shower scene.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds familiar. Who's the like leading actor in it? Maybe she just had a crush on him.
He doesn't ring a bell now, but
he will to me.
He was very handsome. The movie is very camp is what I've gathered, but I don't think at the time it was camp. You know what I'm saying? It's like aged strangely. It's very, I actually don't remember how it ends, to be honest.
You've been really good at watching movies.
Movies are really long. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we were watching Starship Troopers and they play Capture the Flag in it.
Neil Patrick Harris is in Starship Troopers?
Yes, he's a scientist.
Oh my
very
God.
Very young scientist.
Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Great.
It's a fun flick. It's on Netflix. I recommend.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else. So finding the perfect place is easier than ever. And so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Did you vote in the Twitter poll that I had a few days ago?
I must have missed it. Actually, I think I did vote because I replied, I voted.
Yeah, I was going to say you replied twice, so I don't think you missed it.
I voted, yes. What was the Twitter poll about?
Well, my roommate and I had celebrated 420. And then we were, because of Denise, wow, this story is really full circle, because of Denise Richards ordering.
Who's that?
She's on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She was in Starship Troopers.
Oh, I keep thinking that was Brooke Shields, to be honest. Don't they look similar?
No.
Brunettes of the 90s, thick eyebrows.
Brooke
Shields
was a blonde, was she not?
Who can never be sure?
I don't know. Anyways, Denise Richards ordered a fresh juice from one of our November project friends was the waiter on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh.
And I gasped. But anyways, so then we just started talking about fresh juice. And I said, well, I had I had lemonade today and it was delicious. And I said, but is a lemonade a juice? And he said, yes. And I said, I don't think it is.
I think any liquid, this is going to be controversial, any liquid that comes from squeezing or compressing a solid food is therefore a juice.
Okay.
So lemons getting squeezed, you got juice.
Yeah.
Coffee beans, if you're soaking up something that was previously solid and giving that taste to something else, coffee is a juice, bitch.
Oh, shit.
It's bean juice.
Give me some of that bean juice.
Tea is a juice.
From what?
These are my thoughts. Flowers, I think.
Is a bloody...
What's tea? What is tea? What is the tea?
Leaves, what is the moron. Tea?
I think there's flowers, maybe.
Is a Bloody Mary juice?
Bloody Mary. That's tomato juice, right?
Yeah.
Vodka is a juice. It used to be potatoes.
All right, well, there you have it. So you voted yes, lemonade's a juice.
Well, I'm looking at your poll and I voted no, it's not a juice. But I think I've convinced myself. The poll is at 49.1% versus 50.9%. So maybe because I voted the wrong way, I am the reason it went to no.
It's been real close. I mean, a lot of people from the UK were chiming in about how their lemonade has soda, like is carbonated. And that was very confusing. And I thought, well, they're really skewing this poll.
So is it like a Sprite?
I don't know. I was like, is it like a LaCroix? I was like, I would like to taste it, but I don't think I would like it better than American lemonade.
I was recently talking about orange
juice.
Yeah. No, orange vitamin water.
Okay.
And how it's like, if you want an orange flavored liquid, are you really going to get an orange vitamin water when you like really, what would be so much like quenchier would be orange juice?
I think all vitamin water is literally fucking disgusting.
Okay. But it's still juice.
I think vitamin water is like what people think LaCroix tastes like. When I hear people talk shit about LaCroix, I'm like, well, God, what do they think about vitamin water? Because that's disgusting.
LaCroix is carbonated vitamin water.
No.
LaCroix has more
LaCroix has more flavor. All vitamin water tastes like medicine.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we can't trust your taste buds. You like diet sodas.
And our taste buds change every whatever years.
Oh my God. And I'm 35 this year, which is a multiple of 7. So did they change?
So, well, it's not like every 7 years, it's like a reset. It's not like the bowling pin. It's not like somebody hit the bowling pin and ever it's a reset. You know what I'm saying?
It just it evolves a little bit.
Yes, honey. So like imagine your skin.
I mean, I've had a vitamin water this year and I hated it still.
Okay. Well, imagine your skin falling off. Mm-hmm. Imagine your skin falling off.
It does.
Yeah. So over time.
Your taste buds fall off?
Maybe.
Do we swallow them in our sleep like we do with the spiders?
I don't know, but what a little what? That could be kind of a cute little sled for the spiders to slide down on.
Do you
my expired taste buds?
Do you think the evolution of your taste buds are why you used to not like eating ass, but now you love it?
Absolutely. Absolutely, baby. Yeah, the tang is an acquired taste, and it's like, hey, what about tang?
I never thought I liked tang, and I never thought I liked Sunny D.
Sunny D.
Sunny D is disgusting.
What is that?
It's orange juice.
It's okay. On fucking, the scale,
fucking moms at soccer games bringing Sunny D.
Disgusting. What is tang?
Tang's like a powder. Tang's like a budget Kool-Aid, if I'm being honest.
Is Tang like Tang Nesquik, is like quick, but for oranges?
I think so.
Oh.
What about Circletine?
Circletine. Now that rings a bell, but I can't remember it, to be honest. Oh, was it a viral video?
Yes.
Circletine. It was a skit.
You don't remember us watching Circletine in the dorms?
And she goes, Circletine.
Yeah. And the kid screams and shatters the glass up against the wall.
Now that's a classic.
Well, I mean, that's better than shoes.
Well, I think it might have been the same people, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, Circletine.
Well, look it
and
up.
And muffins.
If you haven't seen Circletine, check it out.
If you're listening now, if you're our age-ish, maybe you will remember it. But if you're not, there's like a second wave after us of like internet age where they really missed the classics. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm thankful that I got in early.
And so what I'm saying is sometimes the remember that
skateboarding dog.
Well, sure, yeah, but I'm thinking her name's not Moesha, but like
I mean, Brandy's name was Moesha.
Remember the viral video of the kid, the guy doing the like dance? Like he's like Moesha, Moesha.
It's like evolution something. Of dance or something.
No.
Well,
goodness me,
I'll never know it.
You won't. But some of these things I see go viral nowadays, and I'm like, oh, you guys missed that? Like as they think it's new. You know what I'm saying?
Well, news to them.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
I have some other important questions that I wrote down on the topics to discuss today.
Okay. You want to go back to Tang?
No. Okay. No. Now, do you think Sparty, the mascot of Michigan State, is a furry? I texted you this very late last week, and you said, save it for the podcast.
So we both went to Michigan State. The mascot is Spartan.
It's a Spartan, but it's like a costume that they wear. It's not like a muscly person. You know what I mean? Because some mascots are like real people.
Yeah.
And other mascots are costumes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what other mascots are like humanoid?
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying because Sparty is like a humanoid, like cartoon character mascot, is he technically a furry? Because like, what's that made out of? Felt?
That's some type of felt. So like, I'm looking up the mascot Wikipedia right now. I'm looking for like examples of humanoids.
Yeah. I think, oh God, there's another one I can think of. Is it like Duke maybe? What's theirs?
Who's
a blue devil?
Have you ever been to Big Boy, the restaurant?
Yeah.
Is that a furry, I guess?
Then? Well, like if you saw him in one.
Yeah.
Like is Smokey the Bear a furry?
Smokey the Bear is, if if there was a human in all the, okay, here's what it is. If there's a human inside a costume and to the touch, it feels soft.
Okay. See, this this is the answer I wanted.
We're getting toward furry.
So the Buckeye Ohio State like nut thing would also technically be a furry.
Is it soft to the touch?
I've never touched it, but I would.
He's a nut?
He's a Buckeye.
Okay, what does that mean? The chocolate dipped peanut butter.
Well, those are a very Michigan Midwest treat in the holiday time. But no, he's like a Buckeye nut. Google the mascot, Ohio State mascot.
I'm busy. I'm on cereal mascots.
Look, it's like a humanoid with a nut head.
I'm looking up cereal mascots, and I gotta say, I think they're all furries.
Yeah. All cereal mascots are furries. That's easy.
Well, not necessarily. Captain Crunch, is he a furry? I think he seems like the skin is a little bit felt.
When you were in high school and middle school, did they send like mascots to your classes, like Safety Pup and like
what? Sex ed? Was it sex ed?
No, bitch. You didn't have like a
safety pup
come teach you how to like stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, baby. What?
I'm not kidding.
I mean, I remember stop, drop, and roll, but I don't remember. Is it a real dog?
Let me Google. No, it wasn't a real dog. It was a dog costume. Safety pup.
A furry. Oh,
yeah, bitch. I mean, if you Google safety pup, you will see exactly what I'm talking about.
Who's the mascot for Dare?
I think it was a lightning bug.
A lion. It's a lion. And everyone, I feel like I remember people, not definitely not me, but people thought he was hot.
Who?
Yeah, people.
No. What was it?
It's a Dare lion. Darren. His name is Darren. His name is Darren. I just sent you a picture. Here he is posing with a cop. Defund the police. Dare is some propaganda, my dear.
Yeah, well.
It's copaganda.
Well, I didn't get the picture, but I can't wait to see it. I guess I'll just look at this picture of a Beanie Baby with a with a penis that you sent me just before that. Wait, somebody thought this Dare lion was hot?
Definitely not me, but like people.
didn't you also have a crush on young Simba? Not like young Simba, but like teen Simba.
I did think teen Simba's voice was handsome. Is that wrong? Well, I was like six. Can I not?
Do you think people listening to the podcast think we have handsome voices?
Definitely not. No way, Jose.
How many of these lions are you going to send me?
There's a lot of human. That's a furry.
Well, so
if you search mascot Dare, Darren the lion, that's a furry.
Yeah. Sorry. See, same. And that's what I always thought about safety pup. And then I was like, I swear there was like a lightning bug also.
Oh,
that was like reminded us to unplug things or turn off the lights.
Yes, Louis the Lightning Bug.
Did you just find it?
Yes.
Well, who was he associated with? Energy.
Yeah, here he is with the Detroit Tiger mascot. So this is a Michigan thing, I think, because this article is about Eastern Michigan University. Yeah, this is like a Michigan thing.
Oh yeah, I remember these commercials of Louis the Lightning Bug. Oh my God.
Now, a bug does not, does a bug have fur?
Well, no, listen, yeah. So, okay, I scrolled. If you click on the images and scroll down, you'll see that there are furry versions of this bug.
Of Louis.
Yeah. And this
here he is.
This thing would come to our school.
No way.
Yes. And he would be all... Unplug shit.
You guys had schools?
Let me guess. You had classrooms with mascots and furries?
I mean, I do support like saving energy. That's great.
Can you imagine showing up?
Maybe that's what I should do as like maybe I should pivot a little and become a mascot.
I mean, you could, if running a 5K in a dinosaur costume taught you nothing, it's that you're not very good at being in costumes for a long time.
Oh, the sweat. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Oh, you know they're boiling in there. But I'm looking at the body shape of Louis the Lightning Bug, and it's a lot of, it seems like it could be a lot of storage space in there. You can really have a lot of stuff with you.
You wouldn't even need a fanny pack.
No, just drop it on in. There you go. You could have fans in there blowing on you, really keeping the circulation going.
They make ice packs in that shit that you like kind of wear underneath it.
A bag of peas?
Yeah, I think I want to, as soon as we're done recording this, I'm going to have to look into the history of mascots and why they came about.
Baby, I am on the Wikipedia right now. I'll link you. I'm on the mascot. Yeah, just straight up mascot Wikipedia. But I like that it goes into like sports mascots, there's cereal mascots.
Mascot for mascot, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
My last question that I had that we need to discuss was, are trees earth hair?
Yes. No. No. They're...
Trees aren't earth hair.
I mean, actually, maybe. I was going to say grass is more earth hair.
Well, do you think, I had a follow up. Do you think grass is earth beard?
Earth beard.
It takes us full circle all the way back to your mustache.
This grass is my earth beard. You know what I'm saying?
This might just be the best episode we've ever recorded.
I hate when parents are like, did your parents ever say,
your ass is grass?
Your ass is grass. How'd you know I was going to say that? Have I complained about this before?
I think so.
I hate that. What is that? Your ass is grass?
Well, Google it up.
I don't want my federal agent to see me Googling ass grass. Your ass is grass. And I'm the lawnmower. Wait.
This says rude slang means someone is going to get murdered.
Oh my God. No, I just find it to be like you're 5 minutes late on your curfew. Oh, your ass is grass.
That means you're sleeping outside on the grass. Maybe. Jackie put up the club.
To the front door. Yeah. Once the curfew hit, bitch, if you weren't in, you were out.
Your ass is grass. That means you're sleeping on the grass.
Okay. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today.
No, it couldn't possibly.
Corey, can people find you?
You can find me at yourassisgrass.com. Yep. And since nobody wants to find Tyler, I guess we can just wrap this show right up.
Did someone ask for a rap?
Yeah, go right ahead, sis. Let's hear it. Do you need me to give you a beat?
No, I was thinking of Taco Bell got rid of the Crunchwrap.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be real. That can't be real.
Yeah, it was under my things to bring up, but we're all out of time.
Didn't I tell you? No. You can tell. It's like now it's just going to be a secret menu item. They've still got they still have all the components.
No, they're getting rid of potatoes.
The potatoes from there are never great anyway.
They're getting rid of grilled steak soft taco, 7-layer burrito, beefy Fritos burrito, spicy tostada,
bitch,
triple layer nachos, spicy potato soft taco.
Why are they getting rid of it all?
I don't know. Maybe times are tough. Maybe certain ingredients are out. They're getting rid of all potatoes.
Does Taco Bell deliver in LA?
I don't know. I've never tried it. That's not the type of thing that I want. Like, as soon as it's made, you should be eating it. It should not have sitting time.
I know. It's like, everyone's like, what's your go-to Taco Bell order? And I'm like, I can't order it and have it delivered to the house. I have to pick other stuff. Because it's a hard shell taco is not going to make it.
Every minute you waste not eating it after it's made is like 10 years of life added to the food.
Yeah.
It's not good.
My roommate and I were celebrating 420 and we ordered from the KFC Taco Bell. And I made the work. I thought, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to get mashed potatoes. And then I was convinced myself just to get KFC. And they didn't bring my mashed potatoes and they messed up my whole order. And I thought, that's what I get for betraying Taco Bell.
I'm deserve so sorry.
It. I did it to myself.
Learn a lesson.
Where can people find you?
Hey, I started watching Canada's Drag Race too, by the way.
Oh shit. Was it?
Sure, let's talk about it next week.
Oh shit. But we also have to talk about Drag Race finale.
What's there to say? We're rooting for Juju and Shay.
Oh, I know.
That's the tea.
I'm legitimately going to cry for whichever of them doesn't win. Like, I'm going to be heartbroken. And it's going to be weird because I'm going to be so happy for the other.
I've been really actually pleasantly surprised with the last couple episodes. But I was sad to see Blair go. I don't know. It's to the point where I'm like, I liked the final four. So like any direction it could have gone, I was pretty happy with. As far as like who's delivered though, I think Shay has delivered, but I also think Juju is the type of queen where it's like, she's actually funny. She doesn't have to prepare jokes. She's actually funny. So
she's just very funny, like in the moment, and it's very quick wit. And I still think she's like the funniest one that's ever been on the show.
So that's that on that. We'll see who wins.
Gosh, I'm not prepared for it because I'm literally going to be so upset for whoever loses and so happy for whoever wins.
You know, it's just a TV show. Nothing matters.
Well, it's all fake anyway.
Go off, baby!
I meant the whole world.
Go off, baby! Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Later.